Church. Tickets at kcchamber.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3 on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker, play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, as well as a complete look at your Thanksgiving week weather forecast at 6 o'clock.
The chummy Oval Office meeting shocked political onlookers, but Mamdani tells NBC News he still believes Trump is a fascist.
That's something that I've said in the past. I say it today.
On the economy and affordability, Mamdani says he and Trump found common ground.
I found in the meeting that I had with the president a productive one, and a meeting that came back again and again to the central themes of the campaign that we ran.
Trump's top economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, tells CNN the president no longer wants to act on his threat to curb federal funding from New York City.
Well, it feels like he doesn't mean it now, and I guess we'll have to wait and see what Mamdani does.
Hassett says the White House was reassured by Mamdani's choice to retain the current police commissioner, Jessica Tisch. Luke Garrett, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Topeka police are investigating an apparent shooting at a McDonald's last night that left three people wounded. It happened at the McDonald's at 12th and Gage. The Topeka Capital Journal reports police were called to the scene around 8:20. The investigation is ongoing. More details are expected to be released later today. A small business in Eureka, Kansas, was badly damaged by fire on Saturday afternoon. The fire at S&L Hardware was reported around 4 p.m. Firefighters were able to quickly extinguish the flames, but KSN reports the building suffered significant smoke, heat, and water damage. The state fire marshal's preliminary investigation finds the fire was electrical in nature. A scrawly new mural by Kansas artist Stan Hurd is one of the new attractions at the Kansas Museum of History, which reopened Saturday after a three-year renovation project. But Hurd says the mural of people, places, and events of the 1960s and 70s isn't quite finished, so he plans to continue work on it, mostly after hours, but sometimes when visitors can watch him paint.
Right now it feels like, you know, another 6 months or so, but if they allow it, I'll keep going.
Museum officials say 90% of the renovation is complete, but that some small projects remain. They say admission will be free until the end of the year, when they expect the remaining work to be done. A field goal in overtime lifted the Kansas City Chiefs to a 23-20 victory over the Indianapolis Colts yesterday afternoon. Greg Ecklin has this recap.
Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker kicked a 25-yard field goal as time ran out to force the overtime, then converted on the game-winning field goal attempt from 27 yards out. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he hopes the win will inspire the Chiefs down the season's stretch.
This is exactly what we needed. To win against a really good football team and the game's not going your way, you could have folded in that situation.
The Chiefs trailed by 11 after three quarters. With a 6-5 record, the Chiefs will have a short turnaround with a Thanksgiving afternoon game at Dallas against the Cowboys. I'm Greg Ecklin.
In college sports, the KU women's soccer team's run in the NCAA tournament came to an end on Saturday afternoon with a 2-0 loss to number 11 Duke in the Sweet 16. KU finished the season with 16 wins, fourth most in program history. The Washburn women's soccer team advanced to the NCAA Division II Sweet 16 with a win over number 1 seed Minnesota State yesterday. And in women's basketball, KU beat Oral Roberts yesterday, 86-75. Weather forecast for today, patchy fog, showers, and thunderstorms. High temperatures near 54 degrees. Tonight, patchy fog with a 40% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 47. Tomorrow, some patchy fog begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes sunny. High temperatures tomorrow near 56. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 48 degrees. At 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from
after from the other delegates. Kate Bartlett, NPR News, Johannesburg.
This is NPR News.
Support for Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio comes from Bridge Haven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. Still ahead on Morning Edition, a new proposal to end the Russia-Ukraine war seems to heavily favor Russia, and that isn't going over well in Ukraine.
We're paying the price, people are dying, and everybody's doing nothing towards Russia. Nothing.
More on what Ukrainians are saying about the proposed peace plan and about heightened Russian attacks against them in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. Weather forecast for today, patchy fog, showers and thunderstorms, high temperatures near 54 degrees, chance of precipitation 80%. Tonight, patchy fog, 40% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 47. Tomorrow begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes sunny, highs tomorrow near 56 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 48 degrees, Topeka cloudy and 48 as well.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, how Ukraine and Europe are trying to change the US-Russia peace plan. A gene therapy triumph in a Californian kid. The pressure increases on Venezuela and New York's home-based hot jazz club.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock right after Morning Edition on KPR2. Coming up in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom at 6:21.
Support for NPR
sets up an entirely different economic catastrophe.
I'm Juana Summers, millennial caregivers who are also trying to build their own lives on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Tune in to All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, as well as a complete look at your Thanksgiving week forecast. Can tell you today, you can expect patchy fog, showers, and thunderstorms. Highs near 54, chance of precipitation 80%. Things should improve by Thursday. Details coming right up at 6:30.
Trump administration's 28-point peace plan, productive. Zelensky describes them as substantive. President Trump is giving Ukraine until Thursday to accept the plan. Authorities in Pakistan say multiple suicide bombers attacked the headquarters of a paramilitary force today in the country's northwest. At least three people were killed, as NPR's Dia Hadid reports.
The attack comes after talks collapsed between Pakistan and the Taliban precisely over these sorts of militant attacks, which have been ratcheting up in frequency and potency since the Taliban seized Afghanistan more than 4 years ago. Pakistan accuses the Taliban of sheltering militants and not acting against them. The Taliban says Pakistan is blaming Afghanistan for its own problems. Still, attacks in urban areas were once unusual. Now there's been two in the same month. A spokesman for the militant group known as Jamaat al-Ahrar claimed responsibility for the attack in a phone call to an NPR producer. Jamaat al-Ahrar is loosely affiliated with a group that is inspired by the Taliban called the TTP.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. An Olathe man and his two children were lucky to escape serious injuries when their vehicle was hit by a tire that came unattached from a passing semi in southeast Lawrence. It happened around 1:30 yesterday afternoon on K-10. The Kansas Highway Patrol says an SUV was traveling westbound when the loose tire crossed the center median and struck the vehicle, which then overturned in the median. A 34-year-old man from Olathe and his two children, 4 and 7, suffered only minor injuries. All were wearing seat belts and the children were in car seats. Police in Lawrence and Douglas County are advising motorists they will be increasing enforcement of seat belt laws this week. The Lawrence Police Department and the Douglas County Sheriff's Office will both have more units on the streets as travel ramps up for Thanksgiving. The Lawrence Times reports extra officers and deputies will be out looking for seatbelt infractions and distracted and impaired drivers. It's estimated about half of all traffic fatalities in Kansas involve someone not wearing a seatbelt. The Kansas Department of Transportation provides funding for overtime to make the extra patrols possible. Thousands of people showed up over the weekend to tour the renovated Kansas Museum of History. KPR's Jim McLean was on hand to sample opinion about the museum's redesign.
It's admittedly a small sample, but the handful of people I talked to were impressed by the changes made during the 3-year renovation project.
I think that this flows so nicely.
That's Connie Rasmussen of Wakarusa. She likes the way exhibits now flow through 8 themed galleries. They were laid out chronologically in the old museum. Blake Ramsey of Topeka also gives the $6 million transformation a thumbs up, but wonders why it took so long.
3 years down is a long time, but overall, the museum was great.
Because of the long wait for the reopening and a short list of remaining work to be completed, museum officials have promised free admission through the end of the year. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.
Forecast for today, patchy fog, showers, thunderstorms, highs near 54, chance of precipitation 80%. Tonight, patchy fog, 40% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, lows around 47. Tomorrow begins cloudy, gradually becomes sunny, high temperatures tomorrow near 56. Forecast for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 43. For Thanksgiving, mostly sunny with a high near 44 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 48 degrees. The time is 6:34.
Support for NPR comes
in New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
It's NPR News.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today. Coming up in about 12 minutes as you prepare for your holiday feast, here is something to consider. Research suggests there are certain foods that can help boost our moods and make us happier. We'll find out what they are again in about 12 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Forecast for today, patchy fog, showers, thunderstorms, highs near 54, chance of precipitation 80%. Tonight, patchy fog with a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 9 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy overnight with lows around 47. Tomorrow begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes sunny, highs tomorrow near 56 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 48 degrees at 6:44.
NPR brings you to where the story
is. NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Coming up in 10 minutes, latest news from NPR, latest news from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, have you heard of the new professional chamber choir in Topeka called Saunus? Their director, Colby Van Camp, is dropping by in the 10 o'clock hour to play one of their new recordings and tell us about their upcoming season. In the 9 o'clock hour, we've got Blackjack March for Band, Beethoven's 12th Piano Sonata, and the very descriptive Night on Bald Mountain. Great music as always on the Classical Morning Show from 9 until noon. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Weather forecast for today, patchy fog, showers, and thunderstorms expected. High temperatures near 54 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Tonight, some patchy fog, 40% chance of showers, mainly before 9 o'clock. Otherwise, mostly cloudy overnight with a low around 47. Tomorrow, patchy morning fog, begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes sunny. Highs tomorrow near 56. Looking ahead to Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 43. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with a high near 44. It's 9 minutes before 7 o'clock.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
Support for NPR health coverage comes from Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theaterlawrence.com.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, KPR, and a complete look at your Thanksgiving week weather forecast. It's 7 o'clock.
They had sent a report to her that was lengthy, and she has edited it down. The administration says she has not altered the contents of the report at all. But what we're hearing is there is a disagreement over that idea that FEMA should be a cabinet-level agency.
That's Scott Dance with the New York Times reporting. This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Topeka police are investigating an apparent shooting at a McDonald's last night that left three people wounded. It happened at the McDonald's at 12th and Gage. The Topeka Capital Journal reports police were called to the scene around 8:20. The investigation is ongoing. More details are expected to be released later today. A small business in Eureka, Kansas, was badly damaged by fire on Saturday afternoon. The fire at S&L Hardware was reported around 4 p.m., Firefighters were able to quickly extinguish the flames, but KSN reports the building suffered significant smoke, heat, and water damage. The state fire marshal's preliminary investigation finds the fire was electrical in nature. In a Facebook post, the owners of the business say they are brokenhearted but grateful for the community's response. A sprawling new mural by Kansas artist Stan Hurd is one of the new attractions at the Kansas Museum of History, which reopened Saturday after a three-year renovation project. But Hurd says the mural of people, places, and events of the 1960s and 70s isn't quite finished yet, so he plans to continue work on it, mostly after hours, but sometimes when visitors can watch him paint.
Right now it feels like, another 6 months or so, but if they allow it, I'll keep going.
Museum officials say 90% of the renovation is complete, but that some small projects remain. A field goal in overtime lifted the Kansas City Chiefs to a 23-20 victory over the Indianapolis Colts yesterday afternoon. Greg Eklund has this wrap-up.
Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker kicked a 25.
You could have folded in that situation.
The Chiefs trailed by 11 after three quarters. With a 6-5 record, the Chiefs will have a short turnaround with a Thanksgiving afternoon game at Dallas against the Cowboys. I'm Greg Eklund.
In college sports, the KU women's soccer team's run in the NCAA tournament came to an end on Sunday afternoon with a 2-0 loss to number 11 Duke in the Sweet 16. KU finished the season with 16 wins, fourth most in program history. The Washburn women's soccer team advanced to the NCAA Division II Sweet 16 with a win over number 1 seed Minnesota State yesterday. And in women's basketball, KU beat Oral Roberts yesterday, 86-75. Forecast for today, patchy fog, showers, thunderstorms. High temperatures near 54 degrees. Tonight, 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, lows around 47. Tomorrow begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes sunny, high near 56. Looking ahead to Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 43. Thanksgiving Day right now should be mostly sunny with a high near 44. The time is 7:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
Hardware that Ukraine needs, Ukraine should get from us, from Europe, from the United States. We should continue to support Ukraine.
An argument that hardware might be better than the software of a promise. That comes from Germany's former ambassador to the United States, Wolfgang Ischinger. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, latest news from NPR. And from the KPR newsroom, coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, 50 years ago, a Senate committee released a bombshell report on the CIA's role in the assassinations of foreign leaders, including several in Latin America.
The American public was unaware what was being done in its name, but clearly without its knowledge.
More on that report and why it still resonates today, coming up in about 15 minutes. Weather forecast for today, patchy fog, showers, and thunderstorms. High temperatures near 54 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Tonight, patchy fog with a 40% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy. Lows overnight around 47. Tomorrow begins foggy and cloudy, gradually becomes sunny. High temperatures tomorrow near 56 degrees. In Lawrence, right now, cloudy skies, 49 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 49 degrees. Manhattan, cloudy and 49 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, how Ukraine and Europe are trying to change the US-Russia peace plan. A gene therapy triumph in a Californian kid. The pressure increases on Venezuela and New York's home-based hot jazz club.
You can hear the BBC NewsHour at 9 o'clock. That's right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from this.
A lot of us came of age and entered the workforce during major economic crises. And you add on the costs of caregiving, you know, that sets up an entirely different economic catastrophe.
I'm Juana Summers, millennial caregivers who are also trying to build their own lives on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Laura Lorson's your host for All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. Begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and KPR, including a look at your weather forecast with a sneak peek at Thursday's forecast at 7:30.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is describing weekend talks in Geneva about ending Russia's war with Ukraine as productive. Rubio met with Ukrainian officials to discuss the Trump administration's 28-point peace proposal. Zelensky addressed it earlier today in Sweden.
We are working closely with the United States, with European partners, with many, many others to define steps that can and end Russia's war against us, against Ukraine.
President Trump has given Kyiv until Thursday to accept the plan. As federal agents continue President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration in North Carolina, communities in and around New Orleans are bracing for the same enforcement. Michael McEwen with member station WWNO has more.
Some immigration advocates in the city have already begun providing training on how to interact with federal agents. Felix Allen is one organizer here in New Orleans. He's with the immigrant advocacy group Unión Migrante.
You know, it's clear that the effect of these operations is just making kids stay home from school and folks stay home from work, that it's not really about safety. It's about spreading fear among immigrant communities.
And as news of this potential crackdown continues to spread here, some are telling me that they're going to avoid large family gatherings during the holidays.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. An Olathe man and his two children were lucky to escape serious injuries when their vehicle was hit by a tire that came unattached from a passing semi in southeast Lawrence over the weekend. It happened around 1:30 yesterday afternoon on K-10. The Kansas Highway Patrol says an SUV was traveling westbound when the loose tire crossed the center median and struck the vehicle, which then overturned in the median. A 34-year-old man from Olathe and his two children, 4 and 7, suffered only minor injuries. All were wearing seat belts and the children were in car seats. Police in Lawrence and Douglas County are advising motorists that they will be increasing enforcement of seat belt laws this week. The Lawrence Police Department and the Douglas County Sheriff's Office will both have more units on the streets as travel ramps up for Thanksgiving. The Lawrence Times reports extra officers and deputies will be out looking for seatbelt infractions and distracted and impaired drivers. It's estimated about half of all traffic fatalities in Kansas involve someone not wearing a seatbelt. Republican Kansas Senator Roger Marshall says he's not likely to support extending Affordable Care Act subsidies for health plans, but as Kaylin Moore reports, he has an alternate proposal.
Over 200,000 Kansans use those credits to pay for health insurance on the federal marketplace. The credits expire next month, and without them, many people will see premiums skyrocket. Marshall does not support extending those subsidies because he wants to change the entire system. His solution would be distributing money through health savings accounts that can cover out-of-pocket costs.
Our emphasis is rather than give insurance company money, let's give that money to you to a healthcare savings account so you can make the choices.
Some health experts say that strategy will not help people afford health insurance in the first place. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Garden City.
Weather forecast for today, patchy fog, showers, thunderstorms, highs near 54, chance of precipitation is 80%. Tonight, patchy fog, 40% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, lows overnight around 47. Tomorrow begins cloudy, gradually becomes sunny with a high near 56. Looking ahead to Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 43. And the forecast for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with a high near 44 degrees. Right now, in Lawrence, cloudy, 49 degrees at 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from the
APR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up on Morning Edition, Thanksgiving is typically the busiest holiday travel season, and this year it's expected to hit a record high. That's despite the disruptions millions of Americans just experienced due to the government shutdown. What can travelers expect as they head out for Thanksgiving this week? We will find out on the Marketplace Morning Report in about 10 minutes. Some rain in the forecast for your travels, at least at the beginning of the week. Forecast for today, patchy fog, showers, and thunderstorms, highs near 54 degrees, chance of precipitation is 80%. Tonight, patchy fog, 40% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low overnight around 47. Tomorrow, patchy morning fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, highs tomorrow near 56. Looking ahead to Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 43. Thursday looks nice right now, mostly sunny with a high near 44. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy, 49 degrees at 7:44.
I'm Layla Faldin, a bit behind on the news. No sweat, we got you.
Okay, so just remind us, who is suing the government here?
What do you know about this executive action?
So how are conservatives who oppose Trump feeling right now?
What jobs are being cut out there?
If the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau cannot do its work, what does that mean for Americans?
No matter what the headlines bring, we'll break it all down for you. This is NPR.
Fleming's Voice of Nature, the Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on Saturday, December 13th, it's KPR's Big Band Christmas. Imagine your favorite Christmas carols performed by a swinging big band. That is the formula for Big Band Christmas. It's KPR's annual holiday bash with the KC Jazz Orchestra. Tickets are now on sale at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster.com. Again, it is Saturday, December 13th, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at GoodShepherdHH.org.
Patchy fog today, showers and thunderstorms also possible, highs near 54 degrees, chance of precipitation is 80%. Forecast for tonight, patchy fog, 40% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, lows overnight around 47. Tomorrow, patchy morning fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny in the afternoon with highs tomorrow near 56 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 49 degrees, Junction City's cloudy, and 50 degrees. It is 9 minutes before 8.
Equipment and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, from KPR, and a complete look at your Thanksgiving week weather forecast. It's 8 o'clock.
President Trump says he's ending temporary protected status for Somali migrants in Minnesota. Dana Ferguson from Minnesota Public Radio reports.
In a post on Truth Social, Trump referred to Minnesota as a hub of fraudulent money laundering activity. And he alleged, without providing specifics, that Somali gangs were terrorizing the state. In Minneapolis, members of the Somali community and allies gathered to push back. Community organizer Khalid Omar.
What we saw from our president was an attack, a direct attack to our community here in Minnesota, especially our Somali community. So what we decided is that we're greater than their fear.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the administration will review the program. For NPR News, I'm Dana Ferguson in Minneapolis.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algeo. Topeka police are investigating an apparent shooting at a McDonald's last night that left three people wounded. It happened at the McDonald's at 12th and Gage. The Topeka Capital Journal reports police were called to the scene around 8:20. The investigation is ongoing. More details are expected to be released later today. A small business in Eureka, Kansas, was badly damaged by fire on Saturday afternoon. The fire at S&L Hardware was reported around 4 p.m. Firefighters were able to quickly extinguish the flames, but KSN reports the building suffered significant smoke, heat, and water damage. The state fire marshal's preliminary investigation finds the fire was electrical in nature. In a Facebook post, the owners of the business say they are brokenhearted but grateful for the community's support. A sprawling new mural by Kansas artist Stan Hurd is one of the new attractions at the Kansas Museum of History, which reopened Saturday after a three-year renovation project. But Hurd says his mural of people, places, and events of the 1960s and 70s isn't quite finished, so he plans to continue to work on it, mostly after hours, but sometimes when visitors can watch him paint.
Right now it feels like, you know, another 6 months or so, but if they allow it, I'll keep going.
Museum officials say 90% of the renovation is complete, but that some small projects remain. A field goal in overtime lifted the Kansas City Chiefs to a 23-20 victory over the Indianapolis Colts yesterday afternoon. Greg Eklund has this recap.
Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker kicked a 25-yard field goal as time ran out to force the overtime, then converted on the game-winning field goal attempt from 27 yards out. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he hopes the win will inspire the Chiefs down the season's stretch.
This is exactly what we needed. To win against a really good football team and the game's not going your way, you could have folded in that situation.
The Chiefs trailed by 11 after three quarters. With a 6-5 record, the Chiefs will have a short turnaround with a Thanksgiving afternoon game at Dallas against the Cowboys. I'm Greg Eklund.
In college sports, the KU women's soccer team's run in the NCAA tournament came to an end yesterday afternoon with a 2-0 loss to number 11 Duke in the Sweet 16. KU finished the season with 16 wins, fourth most in program history. The Washburn women's soccer team advanced to the NCAA Division II Sweet 16 with a win over number 1 seed Minnesota State yesterday. And in women's basketball, KU beat Oral Roberts yesterday, 86-75. Forecast for today, patchy fog, showers, thunderstorms, highs near 54. Tonight, 40% chance of showers, mainly before 9 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 47. Tomorrow begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes sunny with a high near 56. Looking ahead to Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 43. The forecast for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day right now, mostly sunny with a high near 44.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific...
NPR News, Johannesburg.
This is NPR News.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR. And from the KPR newsroom, in the next half hour of Morning Edition, a new proposal to end the Russia-Ukraine war seems to heavily favor Russia, and that isn't going over well in Ukraine.
We're paying the price, people are dying, and everybody's doing nothing towards Russia. Nothing.
More on what Ukrainians are saying about the peace plan coming up in about 15 minutes. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, have you heard of the new professional chamber choir in Topeka? It's called Sonus. Their director, Colby Van Camp, will drop by in the 10 o'clock hour to play one of their new recordings and tell us about what's in their upcoming season. In the 9 o'clock hour, you'll hear the Blackjack March for Band, Beethoven's 12th Piano Sonata, and the very descriptive Night on Bald Mountain. Lots of great music, as per usual, on the Classical Morning Show with Cordelia from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today. Patchy fog, showers, and thunderstorms. Chance of precipitation is 80%. High temperatures near 54 degrees. Not too windy, at least. Winds out of the southeast, just around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, foggy with a 40% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy. Lows overnight around 47. Tomorrow begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes sunny. Highs tomorrow near 56 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, cloudy skies, 49 degrees at 21 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR comes from the...
Caring for a parent can be difficult, and for millennials, it comes with unique challenges.
A lot of us came of age and entered the workforce during major economic crises, and you add on the costs of caregiving, you know, that sets up an entirely different economic catastrophe.
I'm Juana Summers, millennial caregivers who are also trying to build their own lives, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7, right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and KPR, and a complete look at your weekend, at your Thanksgiving week forecast. Today we can expect patchy fog, showers, and thunderstorms. All the details coming right up. It's 8:30.
...or losing the U.S. as a key international partner. In response to a reporter's question, Trump said this weekend that this plan is not his, quote, final offer to Ukraine. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
At least 6 international airlines have begun canceling flights to Venezuela after the FAA warned pilots to use caution when flying into the country's airspace. It warns of heightened military activity and deteriorating security. The airlines include Avianca, Iberia, and Turkish Airlines. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. An Olathe man and his 2 children were lucky to escape serious injury when their vehicle was hit by a tire that came unattached from a passing semi in southeast Lawrence. It happened around 1:30 yesterday afternoon on K-10. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the SUV was traveling westbound when the loose tire crossed the center median and struck the vehicle, which then overturned. A 34-year-old man from Olathe and his two children, 4 and 7, suffered only minor injuries. All were wearing seat belts and the children were in car seats. Police in Lawrence and Douglas County are advising motorists that they will be increasing enforcement of seat belt laws this week. The Lawrence Police Department and the Douglas County Sheriff's Office will both have more units on the streets as travel ramps up for Thanksgiving. The Lawrence Times reports extra officers and deputies will be out looking for seatbelt infractions and distracted and impaired drivers. It's estimated about half of all traffic fatalities in Kansas involve someone not wearing a seatbelt. Thousands of people showed up over the weekend to tour the renovated Kansas Museum of History. KPR's Jim McLean was on hand to sample opinion about the museum's redesign.
It's admittedly a small sample, but the handful of people I talked to were impressed by the changes made during the 3-year renovation project.
I think that this flows so nicely.
That's Connie Rasmussen of Wakarusa. She likes the way exhibits now flow through 8 themed galleries. They were laid out chronologically in the old museum. Blake Ramsey of Topeka also gives the $6 million transformation a thumbs up, but wonders why it took so long.
3 years down is a long time, but overall, the museum was great.
Because of the long wait for the reopening and a short list of remaining work to be completed, museum officials have promised free admission through the end of the year. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.
Weather forecast for today, patchy fog, showers, and thunderstorms. Expected highs near 54, chance of precipitation is 80%. For tonight, patchy fog with a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 9 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low overnight around 47. Tomorrow, patchy morning fog begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes sunny, highs tomorrow near 56. The all-important forecast for Wednesday and Thursday look good. Wednesday mostly sunny with a high near 43. The forecast for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with a high near 44 degrees. The time is 8:34.
Support for NPR comes...
Louisiana, he didn't reply to a request for comment either. But in New Orleans, which really has been for centuries shaped by immigrants from all over the world, the sense that I've been getting from locals is they're both afraid and upset, and they feel that this operation, if it happens, is kind of a betrayal of what makes the area what it is.
Michael McEwen in New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
It's NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Noto Arts and Entertainment District, located in North Topeka, offering art, live music, food, a wide variety of vendors, and more. Details at explorenoto.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Still ahead, as you prepare your holiday feast, there's something to consider. Research suggests there are certain foods that can help boost our moods and make us happier. What are they? We'll find out in about 12 minutes on Morning Edition.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Forecast for today calls for patchy fog, showers, and thunderstorms. Highs this afternoon near 54 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Tonight, patchy fog with a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 9 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy overnight, with a low around 47. Tomorrow starts cloudy, becomes sunny, highs tomorrow near 56. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 49 degrees at 8:44.
Every day, NPR goes straight to the news source, whether we're tapping the knowledge of NPR Network.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
from the University of Kansas. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. Coming up on Saturday night, December 13th, it is KPR's annual Big Band Christmas, the perfect way to get into the holiday spirit. It's at Liberty Hall. The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra will serve up Yuletide songs and some classic KC jazz. Big Band Christmas, always a hot ticket. Saturday night, December 13th. Tickets are now on sale at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster. You can get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com.
For the forecast for today, patchy fog, showers, and thunderstorms likely. Highs near 54. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Tonight, patchy fog, 40% chance of showers. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Lows overnight around 47. Tomorrow begins mostly cloudy, gradually becomes sunny. Highs tomorrow near 56. Looking ahead to the Wednesday forecast, mostly sunny with a high near 43. The Thursday forecast, Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with a high near 44. Sounds good. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 49 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 9.
Occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZQuil.com.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Monday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown is coming right up after the news from NPR on KPR2. You can hear the BBC News Hour. Forecast for today, patchy fog, showers, and thunderstorms likely. Highs near 54 degrees tonight. Patchy fog, 40% chance of showers, mainly before 9 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy overnight with a low around 47. Tomorrow begins foggy and cloudy, gradually becomes sunny. Highs tomorrow near 56. Sneaking a peek ahead to Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 43. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day right now, mostly sunny with a high near 44 degrees. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR.